I am Gog. I am strong. I am strong because I am ogre. No one in the forest is stronger than me. When I was young, the old ogres made the rules. Hit me when I don't follow. Now I am older. I make rules. I go where I want. I eat what I want. I take what I want. One day, I find something I want. Pretty pink skin sharp club. Bright stones on short round end. And long sharp end shimmers like pond water. I want, so I take. Little hard shelled pink skins have come to my forest with sharp clubs before. Long time ago. They smarter than others. They know they can't hit stronger, so they need to hit better. I am going to use pretty sharp club to hit stronger and better. I am looking forward to using sharp club to hit. I am not expecting sharp club to hit me. Sharp club is alive. Sharp club is angry. It does not want what I want, and so it hits me. I have been hit before. I am strong, so I can take hits. But it hits my mind, and I do not know how to hit back. For the first time in a long time, I submit. Sharp Club is strong. Sharp Club makes rules now. Sharp Club tells me what to do. Sharp Club makes me stop fighting others in forest. Makes me give up land. I do not want to, but Sharp Club makes rules now. I am not strong now. Eventually, Sharp Club stops being angry at me and starts being curious. Sharp Club tells me its name. It is Moonslicer, made by pink-skinned shamans for pink-skinned warriors. I understand this. It was made to kill pink-skinned enemies, but I am pink-skinned enemy. It does not kill me. I do not understand this. One day, while eating dinner, I ask Moonslicer, why you no kill me?
I don't understand your question.
Moonslicer replies, you are pink skinned sharp club.
Great sword.
Moonslicer interrupts, and you are made to fight pink skinned enemies.
I was made to destroy evil.
Moonslicer answers, it always talks in strange riddles. I have become used to this. Yes, evil. I know this word. It means pink skinned enemy. I am pink skinned enemy. I am evil. Why do you not destroy me? Moonslicer does not answer for a long time.
You are pink skinned enemy, yes, and most people would say you are evil, but I'm not sure. I expected you to fight me, but you didn't. I expected you to resist when I told you to stop bullying the other creatures of the forest, but you didn't.
Moonslicer is stronger than Garg, so Moonslicer make rules.
All the same, I think there might be some good in you somewhere.
I ask, what is good?
Good is...
Moonslicer stops talking. I can tell it's confused.
Good is... how to describe it?
It is quiet for a long time.
You know, I believe the best way to explain it is to show you. Go to sleep, Garg. Tomorrow we will start doing good.
Next day, Moonslicer leads me to Pigskin home in the middle of fields. No pigskin's there right now. It shows me broken walls. Tells me to take stones and fix walls. Then we leave. I do not understand. I ask, why do we fix walls?
Those walls protect the humans from harm,
Moonslicer says.
They have been torn down by raiders over the years. By repairing the walls, you have made the humans more safe, more strong.
Why do I make them safe? I am pink skinned enemy. I do not want them to be strong.
Patience, Garg,
Moonslicer says.
Have patience and faith. You will understand eventually.
I do not believe it, but I say nothing. This does not make sense. This is pink skinned strangeness. For the next two seasons, Moonslicer keeps sending me out to pigskin lands, fixing walls, catching cows, taking them back to paddocks without eating them. Sometimes it makes me scare humans on roads. Sometimes it makes me hide from humans on roads. It calls the ones I scare bandits. And the ones I hide from merchants. I do not understand the difference.
The merchants are weaker humans,
Mood Slicer says.
The bandits are stronger and want to take from the merchants. You are driving them away from the road so they do not take from the merchants anymore.
That makes sense. They are stronger. They take what they want. But why do you make me scare them so they cannot?
Because it is not good for the strong to take what they want from the weak.
This good does not make sense. I will never understand.
You will understand,
Mood Slicer says.
Have faith.
For many more seasons, Mood Slicer makes me do many things I do not understand. Eventually, pigskins, humans, start to see me. At first, they are afraid. I understand this. But they slowly become less afraid. They no longer run when they see me. I do not understand this. I dig long ditches from the river to their farms. I build walls along their roads. I bring large sacks of food to their towns and leave them there. One season, there is a great storm. Moon Slicer wakes me up during the night, urges me to leave the cave and go to the human lands. There's a town I've been near many times before. The river that flows through the village is flooding. The humans are splashing, shouting, drowning. They are scared. Moon Slicer sends me through the flood to their homes. I lift humans from the water and put them on top of their houses. I do this again and again. I'm tired, but Moon Slicer pushes me on. I save more humans. I wade through the water that is up to my chest. I save the boy humans, the girl humans, the little humans, the old humans. Water. I save all of them. When the dawn comes and the water goes down, I am more tired than I have ever been. I sink to my knees. I know the humans will kill me while I am asleep. But I'm too tired to get away. I wake up. I am not wet, cold, or tired, or dead. I am warm, dry, resting on something soft and comfy. I recognize it as a human barn. I have brought escaped horses to these before. I am covered in many skins. I am lying in dried grass. The humans call it hay. A boy human comes in. He sees I am awake. He does not run or look scared. Instead, he shows me his teeth. He brings a large bundle up to me. The bundle has meat in it. Good cooked meat, better than I've ever tasted. I watch him carefully, but I am hungry and I concentrate on eating. Once I am done, he takes the bundle away. The day goes by and many humans come to the barn. Some hide by the door and only stare at me. Others come in. I recognize many of them as humans I saved last night. I am still tired. So I lie in the barn. I feel, I don't know how to put words. The humans do not threaten me, but not because I am stronger. Then at night, many humans come to the barn. They bring Moon Slicer with them.
I have been negotiating with the humans on your behalf,
it says.
They are going to give you the barn to live in as a new home. They will give you food while you keep the roads safe from bandits and help them tend their flock and fix their buildings. I will stay with you to guide you.
I am quiet for a long time. I don't understand. If I was strong and I came to take these things, they would not give them to me. They would run or they would fight.
But you didn't come to take them,
Moon Slicer said.
And that is what makes you different. You have rescued their animals. and now you have saved their lives. And because you gave and gave and did not take, they now want to give to you freely. And as long as you do not wish to take, you will receive. By serving them, you are now more free than you ever were in the forest. Not because you are strong, but because you are a friend. They are your strength now, and you are theirs. That is what good is.
I understand.